Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Fans and the Pros. Mike Haas along with Deuce McAllister from 4 to 8 tonight as we'll get you set for all things playoffs. We'll talk with Scott Shanley, former Super Bowl champion with the New Orleans Saints. We'll also talk to Michael Lombardi with the Odyssey NFL Insider as we get ready for the playoffs. Jacques Doucette from WAFB. We'll be talking LSU men's and women's basketball, both off to great starts. And Ron Hunter, Tulane's men's basketball coach. He's at 6:30. And our final guest of the night had probably the best day of all of them. That's JT Gray, the Saints' first-team All-Pro special teamer. And, Deuce, you've been talking about this guy for a long time, and there was a lot of question marks, like I wouldn't want to come in and have to fill the shoes of Justin Hardee. But, wow, talk about somebody who did. That's JT Gray.
I got to shout out my Bulldog friend. You know, JT is the epitome of just, I'm going to put my head down and I'm going to work. Because – And he will tell you, even his mindset today is, I am fighting for my job every day. Because it's not guaranteed.
I would not think that gunners, despite how good you are guaranteed.
It is not guaranteed. And so he knows week in, week out, that I have to go and prove it. You know, Coach Payton always talks about, particularly for a veteran player and an older player, that he doesn't need to see it every day. But you need to show it to me sometimes. Well, JT's, I got to show it every day because I know that, you know, for my position and what I do, some people may not value me. And not to say that the Saints don't value him, but it's a position that you most of the time thinks that I can find somebody that can do this. And so it's about want to.
It's funny because the way you said was he is kind of a low-key guy. He's the exact opposite of Justin. You always knew where Hardee was on the field. You knew by his body mannerisms.
He wore his emotions on his sleeve.
Right, so you knew where he was. I never knew where JT was until all of a sudden he made the tackle, mm-hmm. You know, or got the ball, downed the ball. And certainly Andre Dowell had another great season. When you got two guys to account for, man, it makes it very, very difficult.
Well, and I think that they will probably add a third guy that is a guy that knows that my role on this team is to make every tackle on special teams. Like right now, in that special teams room, of course, they're not playing now, but there is a race. There is a Coca-Cola bet that I'm going to be the first guy down in the end zone. It's a kickoff. I mean, it's a kickoff. It's a touchback. Doesn't matter. I want to be the first man down the field. You know, it's mine. And so, guys – I don't know. I've only been in one room. I only played with one team. But that is something that today still happens. I want to be the first guy down the field. And then the other competition part of it becomes, I want to be – it's my tackle. It's my tackle to make. I'm going to be the guy that makes that tackle. And it's an honor that is not lost upon that Saints staff. And it's one that he definitely deserves because probably even when Justin was here, there was a time or two that he probably deserved to be a Pro Bowl player. You know, and obviously all the attention went to Justin Hardee because, you know, Justin made probably a few more tackles or a few more plays than he. But the one thing I can tell you is JT has been consistent, consistent, consistent. And most people think, well, he's just a special teams player. If he was 2 inches taller, he'd be an outside linebacker. JT was a 4-star coming out of high school. Clarksdale, Mississippi. Moved to Las Vegas. Came back to Clarksdale, Mississippi. Signed with Mississippi State. He was a 4-star recruit. I mean, and he just, when you get to the NFL and even in college, he's a tweener.
Right.
Because he didn't grow anymore. He didn't grow.
He's 6 feet, 202 pounds. So that's, and that's probably 6'2", 220, you know.
6 feet is probably generous.
He's standing on a book or something.
Like. He's standing, he's got a 1-inch screw and cleats in. I mean, six feet is probably being generous.
Well, that's a heck of a year.
Yeah, I mean, but he just fell in between, and that's how he ended up at safety. But his mentality is he's an outside linebacker.
Because he was selected to the Pro Bowl for the first time in his career earlier. This is the second time. He's an All-Pro. What we're talking about is the AP All-Pro team. I think there's the Sporting News All-Pro team. You have the Pro Football Writers All-Pro. But it's the AP is the one I think that most people probably recognize.
That's the one that gets you paid as well.
That's the one that's in the contract, right?
That's the one that gets you paid. Now, my agent may try to throw a couple maybe not known All-Pro in there. And, you know, the GM may come back and say, okay, I'll tell you what. If there's three All-Pro teams, you have to make two of them. But if you make the big one, the AP All-Pro, I mean, because here's the thing. It's unlike the Pro Bowl where it's not a popularity test.
Right.
I mean, this is, hey, the second team All-Pro, you know who the there was no tailback. There was no second team All-Pro tailback. And people are like, why? Because Jonathan Taylor got all 50 votes on first team All-Pro. So there was no other votes to be got. DeMario Davis, he got votes. He was second team.
I was going to say, we should, you know, before we get too out of hand here, I want to make sure we note DeMario Davis is second team All-Pro.
Yeah, and this is, what, the third time or at least the second time I know for sure that he has made it, and he has not made a Pro Bowl yet. Has not made a Pro Bowl yet, but he has been an All-Pro player, even second team. I mean, because here's the thing. Normally, there are only three players – at that position. Now, obviously, you talk about defensive line, and it's more than that. But linebackers, there's a Mike, a Will, and a Sam. That's it. And now there's only three other guys like that in that position. And so they see it. They see it. The guys that really follow it, and you talk about the reporters not just looking at stats or not just looking at the bottom line, guys that are actually – watching the games and following the game, it's definitely something that you appreciate.
Well, nobody works harder than DeMario, and nobody more deserving. And like he's another one. He's a quiet guy. You don't hear a lot about him off the field other than all the good that he does. So he's not going to get a lot of the fan vote. Played for the Jets, moved over here in, you know, small market New Orleans. But, man, leads the team in tackles last 3 years, does whatever you ask him to do. But I'm not stunned that he doesn't show up in the Pro Bowl voting.
Well, I think, one, it's because of, like, what you just said. If he's up and jumping up and down and kicking, you know, and just really showing out and saying ludicrous stuff, you know, on the radio or on television, then more people are going to say, man, who is this wild guy? Who is this crazy guy? But he goes out and he does his dance. He does his, you know, salute, and he goes and makes another tackle. And so that's not what it's about for him, you know, and I can't say that for some other guys.
So we got Scott Shanley coming up in just a little bit. We're going to talk to Scott at about 4:30. So I was actually kind of over the game a little bit Monday, and I've actually increasingly got madder as the week went on, to the point, because I didn't do this Sunday, that I went back and looked at the game book from San Francisco and L.A. from the Sunday afternoon game. It's astonishing. It's astonishing how that game ended.
I wasn't going to beat myself up like that.
I just had to know. It was all happening behind me, kind of behind the curtain.
You couldn't watch it because you had to keep your eye on the action on the field. I could kind of peek away a little bit and kind of see what was going on and not have to, you know, announce like you did. But yeah, I saw it, and I wasn't going to beat myself up again to know that they just here you go. We don't want it. Here you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so maybe I'll just give you five highlights, just because all my work won't go for naught. So San Fran gets the ball, 2:29 to play in the game, down seven. So they go three and out. They spend only 30 seconds. Von Miller gets a sack on third down. And as it turns out, greatest thing that ever happened to him, because the whole series only took 30 seconds. So they punt it away. Rams get it at their 40. They're in great position. They go three and out. San Fran uses their timeouts. I get it. So now we have had eight plays.
Can you stop right there?
Yeah.
If the Rams get one first down.
They didn't even try to get a first down.
They didn't even try. Right. They just ran the football.
Ran football.
If they get one first down.
Game's over.
Game's over.
So they ran eight plays. San Fran ran four, including the punt. The Rams ran four, including the punt. Eight plays. We have now run off 60 seconds. San Fran gets the ball back at their 12 with a minute 27. With 2:29, they had it before. It took them five plays to go 88 yards with no timeouts. 24-5, 43, incomplete, 14-yard touchdown. My God!
And those two teams get to play this weekend.
I know. That should have been us. We should have been in the other. We're in Louisiana, L.A. We should have been in the other L.A. So I knew what was kind of happening, but I couldn't do the math in my head. I go, how could they have this much time left? Because it took eight plays to run 60 seconds. All right. That's out of my system. I feel much better. 4:22 in the afternoon. Scott Shanley's coming up. Got to step aside here. Fans and the Pros, WWAM-FM, and the Odyssey app. Stay with us. We'll take your calls also a little later in the show. We got Shanley coming up now, so wouldn't do it right now. But 260-1870-504, 260-1870, the Oakenheart Talk and Text Line.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Fans and the Pros. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister with you until 8 o'clock tonight. Get you set for the playoff weekend. A long weekend it will be, Saturday, Sunday, and then a Monday night game for the first time. That will be on Martin Luther King Day. So Monday Night Football on Martin Luther King. Will you watch most of the playoff games? Kind of intently or just kind of off to the side?
Off to the side. I mean, I'll watch it because it's on. You know, it's not like we're going to sit up and have a
football party.
Yeah, we're not going to have a party or anything going on. But I'll watch it because I'll flip back and forth between that and basketball.
So the Saints have been somewhat busy. We're getting ready to talk to Scott Shanley here in a sec. We do have Scott, don't we? Okay, good. Well, let's do that now. Sorry, Scott Shanley. I'm Scott Alexander. Very much appreciate you both. Scott Shanley, welcome to the show. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Sorry about that, Scott. Let me just kind of do the intro a little better since I butchered it. Linebacker for the Saints, 2006 to 2012. Started with St. Louis. Played a couple of years. Important years in Dallas, I would say, 2004 and 2005, because Sean Payton got to see what kind of a person and player he is and was, and also host of the podcast. Been there, done that. I guess tell me about that first. I didn't have a chance to talk about that before. What is your podcast?
Yeah, it's just myself and I, Mike Neighbors, both work for Cox Sports Television. I've been an analyst for the last 6 years. Been blessed enough to cover this team and watch this team after my playing career. And obviously Mike has been there with CST a long time, since probably 2006, once when Sean Payton era started. Done a lot of interviews with a lot of players post-game. So Mike approached me a couple years ago about doing a podcast and just kind of staying current and having fun with some of the Saints events that are going on. And we try to keep up with some of the current things. It's been a lot of fun working with Mike. He's a great person to do the podcast with.
Scott, I know what your fall season looks like, but you're headed into, or you've already been in, your busy season kind of outside of football, and I want you to kind of tell the people a little bit about that with the training that you kind of do in the off season as you prep to get guys ready for combine and the draft.
Yeah, we're getting ready to pick up and do that very soon here at Michael Johnson Performance in Dallas. So I've done it the last 6 years as well. Get a lot of combine guys from all around the country, and I work with the linebackers. And we get together, go through chalk talk on the board, watch film, break it down, go out on the field, do drills, a lot of combine drills. But really, the fun part for me is getting together with college guys who have been dreaming their whole lives about playing in the NFL. And for me to be able to give them some information about what to expect about the league. Because I look back when I got into my rookie year in St. Louis, I was a seventh-round draft pick. I had no idea what the league entailed. I didn't even know what a regular week was like. So, you know, I try to tell these guys, it's a business, it's a job. You're going to be there from 6 in the morning till 5 at night. You just go through the schedule of what to expect during the season. Just help set these guys up for success once they get to the NFL and they're not shocked by a lot of things. And then, obviously, the X's and O's, getting them on the board, just getting them prepared for life in the NFL so that they can get as long of a career as they can.
So you guys, is this a normal start time for you, or normally you guys start maybe a little bit earlier?
Yeah, we usually start a little bit earlier, but we do have some guys coming in from Georgia and Alabama, and we kind of pushed things back a little bit this year just to so the guys wouldn't get burned out. I believe it really revolves not so much around the draft, even though it's a lot of draftable guys we're working with. It revolves around the Senior Bowl. I think the Senior Bowl maybe got pushed back a little bit this year, so that's why it got pushed back a little bit too as far as our start time.
Gotcha. And so normally for you, I know that you don't, you know, some guys as far as workouts, they go and recruit guys, but you guys, you kind of let the agents and some of the other guys kind of handle that stuff. And so, you know, what, like you talked about, whether he's a draftable player or not, you want to put him in the best situation to be drafted.
Absolutely. And, you know, they usually break it down. And you're right. It is up to the agents. The agents will talk with Michael Johnson's performance. And obviously it helps having a guy like Michael Johnson, who was an Olympian, one of the fastest men in the world at that time, around the 204. His name on the business, Nike built this facility. So that pretty much sells itself. And then just the success of athletes we've had in the past. You know, Devontae Adams really started off a few years ago. And it's just grown from there with the success they've had, helping guys have great combine numbers. And you know, so it's kind of selling itself right now, and it's been a lot of fun to get to know some of these guys, follow their careers, and stay interacting with them. And it's just a lot of fun to give back to the game that gave me so much.
And now I guess we can focus and shift it a little bit as far as to the Saints and us not having the opportunity to kind of watch them this weekend, and you're going to be watching other teams and, you know, just some of the things that they have to kind of get better at. Give you your overall assessment of where this team is now and some of the things that they have to kind of get figured out going forward.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think any Saints fan who's watched this team this year, you're it's bittersweet because I think we all had higher expectations for this team. Obviously, missing the playoffs wasn't one of those expectations. But given everything that this team went through, I don't know of any other team that would have been there waiting for Matthew Stafford to complete a ball to Odell Beckham in order to get into the playoffs. I mean, we have 4 different starting quarterbacks, 58 different starters. You're missing 2 of the best offensive tackles in the league for a majority of the year. It was one thing after another. And I was really blown away with our ability to just be competitive every single week. But going forward, there's going to be changes. I mean, you know, last year you're $100 million over the cap. This year you're 60. There has to be changes. There will be changes. It's not a overly heavy quarterback heavy draft where you're going to go out there and you're going to get a Peyton Manning and insert him into the starting lineup. And so there's a lot of questions. Probably the biggest question still revolves around the quarterback position, what they're going to do there. Will there be any major contributors? cornerstone type guys that are involved in any trade discussions. I mean, it's going to be a busy offseason, but, you know, Deuce, I put my faith in this organization. We've seen in the past Coach Payton and Mickey, they are going to leave no stone unturned. They are going to try to make this team a Super Bowl caliber, playoff caliber team. And so I have faith in this organization that they're going to try to find some guys to upgrade this team.
Well, I appreciate it, Scott. I got three questions, and they're all short questions. And then I'm gonna, my questions have they're football, but they're really, how did y'all run JV off of social media? You don't have to answer that one yet. How much has Rome Harp got trashed on the text line? And then when is the last time that you talked to the headmaster over in California? And I don't have anything else, so you can answer those three, and I'll leave it alone. You can talk business again with Mike.
No, the headmaster is actually on the chat, and he gets quite a bit. So
he's very active on the chat.
Very active. He's bored right now, especially no Saints football going on. It's just one thing after another. So he's attacked all the time. Harper's just fun-loving, man. We don't really give Harper a hard time on this chat group because Harper will go along with anything. And that's one of the great things about Harp is you know, dude, Harp gets to meet a group of strangers anywhere. And by after an hour, they all love Harp. So he's always been good on the chat, doesn't really rile it up too much. And then JV, we didn't run him off social media. I don't know what happened. I think once he got, you know, once he became this big media personality and he was on TV every day, I think it got a little too hot for him on the social media.
Uh-huh.
And we always joke with JV that he's thin-skinned. He doesn't like that.
He's very, very
so. Which proves he's thin-skinned.
He is. He is, even if he doesn't want to admit it.
Yeah.
He is here. All right. Well, I appreciate it. I'm going to let Mike ask you one or two questions, brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm not even sure I understood I couldn't follow that up anyway. I didn't.
The headmaster is Fujita.
Okay.
He's out at the school out in California, and so that's why he's over to school, and he's the headmaster.
Who's JV?
Vilma.
Oh, Jonathan Vilma.
Yeah, JV. I'm sorry. And so for all our listeners, that's the inside jokes, or at least the inside talk that you would normally get from locker room.
Well, I knew you were busting somebody's chops in front of sure who.
Yeah, the chat grows, obviously, as we all get older and we become has-beens. It started off with Bobby McCray, myself, and then Harper got on, and Vilma, and now it's Lance Moore, it's Jermon Bushrod, it's Coach Zach Streep. We got a lot of guys on there. So a lot of different ways to go after guys. It's a lot of fun, a lot of personalities.
Wow. So we talked earlier this season, and, you know, we see the media, it is what it is, and you hear a lot about sacks and Cam Jordan, and you hear a lot about interceptions and passes, defense, but talk about that meeting room with Demario Davis and Quan and the young guys, Pete Warner and Zach Bond. It's not the sacks and the interceptions, but that group seems to be perfectly positioned for what it needs to do.
Yeah, and it really starts around just, you know, I've been blown away by, we've talked a lot about Demario, and just his what he brings to the game has been phenomenal. And you can, a lot of people, and I'm right there with them, saying he's the second most important free agent after Drew Brees. I think he's been phenomenal for exactly what this team needed, when they needed it. They were working to try to get that linebacker room shored up after Billman and some other guys left. So I thought he brought stability to that room. I love what I've seen out of Warner this year, just from an athleticism standpoint. The game of football has changed. You have to be a guy who can be able to run. And if somebody calls you a three-down linebacker, it is a huge compliment in today's game. That means you're not just a run stuffer. You're not a one-trick pony. You're a guy who can go out there. You can blitz. You can cover backs. You can cover tight ends. You can play man. You can play zone. You can run with a receiver down the seam. To have this many three-down linebackers is phenomenal. I think that's why you see these guys make so many plays, is because they're never really out of position. They play great in space. Quan is a great athlete. Pete looked great as a rookie. I think he's got a lot of upside. And then just Demario, I think Demario took his game to the next level once he was allowed to do some of the things that he's been able to do in the Saints defense.
By the way, your workout company, there's no age limit, is there? I mean, can you help out a 59-year-old overweight guy? I mean, can you help there? Or is there?
You're going to have to get with the personal trainers. I would take you through some bag drills, and I would take you through some linebacker combine drills. So if you don't tear an Achilles or tear an ACL, I could work with you.
Okay. That's not likely. Not likely. There would be a lot more things torn other than real muscles. See, what you mentioned are actual real muscles.
I'm right there with you. And you know what? I always have people joke with me. Like, this year when the linebacker corps is getting a little thin, some guys were on the cover of those, and people would joke with me on social media and say, hey, we need you back. I am so far removed from being able to do anything on a football field, and I realize that every year when I work with these young guys, just showing them the drills, I'm like, man, that hurts. It's truly a young man's game, and it always will be a young man's game.
Well, as always, go ahead, dude.
No, I was just going to say I agree 100%. I have no desire to do it. Mentally, I can do it, but physically, it's not close.
Dude, and what's amazing, Deuce, is people – football games on TV don't do it justice. I wish everybody could stand on the field level and see just how fast and violent and exact the game is. And you stand there and you watch it and you're like, how did I ever train my body to do that? And the muscle – the body can do tremendous things, and muscle memory is amazing because the game is so fast and violent. It's amazing the human body can do it.
I agree. Believe me, you're 100% correct. I've watched many games from the field, and more so in the last 5 years. And to me, it is the most violent, hard-hitting aspect that does not translate to television. So, 100%.
Yeah, you're right about it. You know, just like one quick example. I was a rookie, and I would line up, and my coach would get on me about not being like 2 inches this way or that way. I'm like, what does that matter? In the NFL game, it matters. Every little bit matters to get you in position to make plays.
Well, and since you said that, if I know you're in a bicycle stance, and I can pick that up, you only get in bicycle and you're parallel in first and second down, you only get in bicycle when you're rushing, you tell me what that is for me as an offensive player.
I didn't catch you just.
No, I'm saying if as a linebacker – you only get in a bicycle stance on certain downs. Everything else, you're parallel.
Yeah.
That's a dead giveaway for not only a coordinator, but any back that's watching that take. I mean, you're only coming when you're in a bicycle stance. Anything else parallel, you're moving side to side, or you're just taking on alignment. I can pick that up. I can pick it up all day.
That's so true, Deuce. And that's the other thing, going back to training these young guys, is just getting them to realize every little bit matters. Everything you pick up on tape matters, because if you don't know how to watch film, you don't know how to study the game. If you don't see what you're talking about, if you don't see that tackle who's sitting back when it's run versus pass, you don't see the heavy hand by the tight end versus run or pass, it is so hard to anticipate plays. And that's what the game of football is, especially at the NFL level. You have to anticipate plays before they happen if you ever want to make any plays.
Scott, continued success, my friend. Best of luck in the offseason, which is really not much of an offseason. Your full season all the way around. Appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.
Got to step aside, take a break. We're a little behind on the break schedule here. Back after this, Fans and Pros, WWL AMFM, and the Odyssey app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back, Fans and the Pros, Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas here in studio with you until 8 o'clock tonight. We'll be talking to Michael Lombardi coming up in a little bit. He's an NFL insider, and we'll be having news at 5 o'clock, so a couple of quick breaks here. Already it's the feasting season. Didn't take long. There's 8 coaching openings, I think, is where we stand. Is that right? 8? And now we know that Jeff Ireland, the VP, basically assistant general manager, is going to interview with Chicago. I know he said one Zoom interview. I think the next one's in person.
Yeah, I think he has in-person interview. And right. It's hot and heavy as far as coaches as well as general managers. A few general manager spots open, I think, the Giants, right. Chicago, Minnesota is one as far as GM is open. And obviously, you know, you talk about the head coaching spots that are open as well.
And so the question then becomes, There's a lot of Saints coaches I think are certainly deserving of a look, of an interview. An interview now certainly isn't what it used to be. You can interview now. You can interview 100 people if you want to.
Yeah.
But I guess that was on the Saints podcast you and I were on. And the what could be the fall, let's say hypothetically, Dennis Allen gets another head coaching opportunity and some of the coaches that could go with him. That's the domino effect I hadn't really thought about if that happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's always an effect, and normally when that happens, it's going to be a promotion for some of those guys. So you would think, hey, look, you know, if I'm a linebacker coach, maybe I leave and I'm the DC,
right.
You know, or maybe I'm offensive line coach, I leave, I'm the offensive coordinator. Normally those are types of things that happen. And what's interesting is, you know, obviously no one has gotten a request that we know of from the Saints coaching staff so far. But what's interesting is Aaron Glenn, former defensive back coach, who is the defensive coordinator now for the Detroit Lions, did get an interview with Denver. So just interesting to kind of watch and see what happens.
That's another one, same situation, right? Aaron Glenn is going to look. They all have their guys. He may look back to some guys he worked with here that he might want on his staff.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. My concern is possibility
exactly
of Saints coaches leaving irrespective.
Well, no, I know 100% what you mean in that situation. Yeah, and so that is normally the case. And I want to – phrase this in the right way.
I can see you, man.
Yeah, I want to phrase this in the right way. As we know, the Saints are in a position to block some of those promotions. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
I'll put it that way. You know, the Saints are in a position to block some of those promotions. Now, will they? We don't know.
Depends on who it is, probably.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, yes and no.
All right. Hey, give us a call, 504-260-1870 on the talk and text line. Got to step aside here on Fans and the Pros. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister, WWL, AMFM, and the Odyssey app. Stay with us. Welcome back, Fans and the Pros. Don't have a ton of time, but we do want to get to some calls. We'll take some more in the 5 o'clock hour. Mike in Metairie, or Metairie, as it says, joins us in I'm told you're by a pool bar. Am I correct with that, Mike?
Yeah, there's a bar by the pool.
Where?
In Metairie, on Edenborn.
I'm coming.
But
we're going to do the rest of the
anyway,
show from there.
So, you should. It's a good place to be. It's socially distanced.
What's your question, Matt? Appreciate the call.
So I'm thinking if Dennis Allen gets a chance to go coach. And what about Zimmer coming down to be the defensive coordinator and Peyton and Zimmer getting back together?
I don't think that a lot of people would be against it. I think that you would probably look in-house first to see if you want to promote also Ryan Nielsen to D.C. I mean, one of the questions become is, you know, obviously he hadn't been a D.C. on the NFL level, so it may be a co-coordinator type situation, but I think that, you know, you would have to probably look inside as well, inside the house.
Would you be in favor of that, Mike?
I just think it would be interesting because, you know, all the last couple of years, Peyton and Zimmer are old buddies, and they've always had this, like, kind of little rivalry between the Vikings of I'm the defensive guru and you're the offensive guru. We put both gurus in the same gumbo, you know what I'm saying?
Ah.
I can understand it.
Yeah.
And obviously they were together in Dallas, but, you know, you'll see what happens.
Speaking my language with gumbo. Yep. Thanks for the call, Mike. We'll enjoy your time by the pool, my friend. Got to step aside. News is coming up. Thanks for listening to Fans and the Pros. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister, WWLAMFM.com. And the Odyssey app news is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.